Ladies and gentlemen, will you please hold the noise? From Studio C at Chris Radio, we're on the air with...
Well, I want to welcome everyone to this month's edition of your Chicago Park District Report. The date is September 14th, 2015. And I've interviewed people about our Paralympic sport judo before, and it's been well received by many people. And, you know, the thing that I've said before about judo has not really been enough. Judo has been an opportunity for a lot of people to not just get in shape, but to travel and just become all around just better individuals. And today I brought with me the guy behind the whole judo move in Chicago, the whole Paralympic judo move in Chicago, Brett Wolf. I want to welcome Brett Wolf. And Brett, welcome to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Alan. I really appreciate it.
And I'm going to ask Brett to tell you about his program here in Chicago and where he is and what he's doing. Okay, so Brett, the floor is yours.
Well, again, I appreciate the opportunity to be here, Alan. The Park District's been such an unbelievable partner for us over the last 6 years, and we're looking to continue to grow and build that relationship by offering Paralympic judo opportunities to more and more people throughout the Chicagoland area. Paralympic judo is a sport specifically geared towards participants with visual impairment. The only deviation, one nice thing why it fits so well for people with visual impairment is the only rule deviation from sighted, or what they call able-bodied judo, is the gripping rule. In Paralympic judo, judo is a grappling sport. We wear the martial art type uniforms called gis, and we start with a grip in Paralympic judo. Your hands on your partner. That's the only rule deviation from Olympic judo. The program started here at the Park District in 2009 at Davis Square Park in the south side and back of the yards. And since then, we've worked at a bunch of different parks, built the program up, and right now it's the largest, and I'd have to say most successful, Paralympic judo program, grassroots judo program in the United States. So we're very proud of that.
Brett, I want to ask a question. Is Menominee Judo still the Paralympic judo center for the United States?
Absolutely. In May of 2012, USA Judo, who's the national governing body of judo in the United States, gave Menominee Judo Club the distinction as Paralympic Judo National Training Site. To this day, almost three and a half years later, we're still the only club with that distinction, and we take it very seriously with a great deal of pride, offering Paralympic Judo on a weekly basis to upwards of 40 athletes with visual impairment.
Now, another question, I know today people more and more want to get in shape. They want to be healthy. There seems to be a large cry for that. And sometimes people need some incentive. And I think that judo has provided some incentive for people to come out, work hard and participate. And so what are some of the benefits?
Well, it's a very interesting question, Alan. It's usually a bad business model to try to be everything for everyone. You know, it's just not usually successful, but that's really what we try. We have athletes, both sighted and participants with visual impairment, from ages 3 or 4 all the way to 65, 70 years old. And so they come in with unique and personal goals that they want to attain, either getting in better shape, getting, you know, out and being more social. And then we have a group that also comes in who is interested in competing in the sport of Paralympic judo. And we've been highly successful in that aspect of the program. In fact, over the last 8 months, we've had a group of athletes compete for the United States in Hungary, Seoul, Korea, and just recently in Toronto, Canada, earning points towards qualifying for the 2016 Paralympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. So,
and how do we do in the Pan Am Games?
It was really a great performance. You know, we were in Hungary and Seoul, Korea. In Hungary, it was considered a World Cup for Paralympic judo, and in Seoul, it was the IBSA World Games. We were way less experienced than all of our competitors, to be completely honest. And we took our lumps, but we also gave a few too, and really gained some valuable experience moving forward. That showed in Toronto. We had a bronze medal, a second place, a third place, and a fifth place for our four Menominee athletes, all fostered and grown through the Paralympic programs between World Sports Chicago and the Chicago Park District, this partnership. And it culminated with Robert Anderson, one of our young guns. He's a 21-year-old plus 100 kilo, which is over 220-pound Paralympic player. He took a bronze medal and beat a Venezuelan ranked number 8 in the world in the bronze medal match to earn enough points to qualify that division, the plus 100 kilo division for the United States for Rio 2016. Now, he will have to earn the spot at a Paralympic trials next spring, but it was a great accomplishment for both Robert and our programs.
Fantastic. And was there any other person or persons at the at this tournament that that may possibly qualify?
Yes, absolutely. So the way it works in Paralympic judo is, as I said, you qualify the division for your country, not by your own personal name. So these points that we earn go towards the United States. But Sarah Chung and Sarah Luna, again, two players who grew up in these Paralympic programs here in Chicago, fought in the plus 70 kilogram division, and they took second and third place behind a very tough and experienced Brazilian girl. And with those points, along with Sarah Chung's seventh place in Seoul and her fifth place in Hungary earlier in the year, were enough to qualify the plus 70 kilogram division for the United States. They will also have a trials in April in Texas that we'll be prepared for, and it'll be such a great moment for not only Menominee Judo, but World Sports Chicago, the Chicago Park District, and all the supporters, and there's too many to even mention, who've helped get these programs off the ground over the last 6 years, to have a Paralympian fostered, born, bred, and raised through these programs will be just a great stamp of approval of how far the programs have come.
So besides setting personal goals to just become a better athlete and stay in shape, you get to travel. And Brett, you have been, absolutely wonderful in putting this program together for Chicago. And you started with the Park District. Where are you now in regards to the Park District? What parks are you having classes?
That's a very good question, and it's actually a great time for me to be in because the Park District fall session starts today, so it's a really time-appropriate interview. We're still at our flagship program at Davis Square Park in back of the yards, 4430 South Marshfield, on Saturday afternoons from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. That session begins this Saturday, the 19th of September. It's a 10-week fall session, completely free of charge for all participants with either visual impairment or a physical disability. We had a program for the last 5 years at Chase Park on the north side. We're moving the park, and we're in discussions with the park right now to find an alternate location. That should be hopefully finalized later this week. We also do plenty of other park work with the parks as far as special recreation, but with the Paralympic programs right now, like I said, we're just trying to finalize some details to be at more parks. We like to be centrally located and or find spots strategically placed throughout the city, because when it gets to be the winter months, it's so difficult for everybody to get around, and very difficult sometimes for our athletes with visual impairment or physical disabilities to get to the parks. We'd like to bring the programs to them. So we hope to have more information on locations in the next week or two.
Okay, and now I also want to add that the address you gave for Davis Square Park is, in fact, the real address. Unfortunately, sometimes drivers get that kind of confused, because this, what you need to do if you decide to go this Saturday to judo,
which we'd love you to do.
We'd love for all of you to, love for everybody to show up. Just fill up the whole gym. Let's
absolutely
30, 40 people.
The more the merrier, of course.
And what you need to do is, if you're taking pace, tell the driver you want to be dropped off. The entrance is in the west parking lot, because that address actually drops you off in front of the pool. And, of course, since it's fall and cold weather's coming, no one's at the pool. So you want to make sure you go west of Marshfield to the west parking lot, and the entrance to the field house is there. So that's very important. Also, I'll just quickly get the number for Davis Square. Then I got one more question for Brett. And so the number for Davis Square, if you want to call just to let them know you're coming, that number will be 312 312-747-6107. I will repeat that. That's 312-747-6107. And now I got another question for Brett. Now, Brett, you have the Menominee Judo Club. So at this point, if people cannot make Saturdays, are they allowed to come to your dojo?
Perfect question. I was just going to add that anyway. Actually, Alan, this evening we start a Paralympic-specific class at Menominee Judo Club. The class, physical location of the class is actually 1763 North Park Avenue. It's another address that Pace has issues with sometimes because there's no signage on the building. It's on a small residential street. 1763 is actually the Old Town Triangle Association building. It's the last building before North Park Tees at Wisconsin on the east side of the street. We're in the first set of double doors. We're starting a free 10-week fall session of the Paralympic class at Menominee Judo Club tonight, 6:30 to 8 p.m., Everybody's welcome. Obviously, this isn't going to air until a little before the class, but you do not need to show up the first week. And if you have to miss different weeks for either work or travel, you don't. I mean, we love people to be there every single week, but we welcome even if you can only come once or twice, just to get the experience of doing judo with us, and then we could find a better schedule. So those are the two main classes right now, are Monday evenings at Menominee Judo Club, our Saturday afternoons at Davis Square Park, but we are adding other classes all the time. So, and the information, my address, email address, for those interested, just so they could reach me, Alan, is Brett Wolf, BrettWolf, judo, J-U-D-O, no spaces, at gmail.com. And my contact phone number is 773-230-6070. Once again, 773-230-6070. And I please encourage you to call if you have any questions whatsoever about what Alan and I have discussed.
Okay. And Brett, we got about another 30 seconds or so before I have to wrap it up. Any closing comments?
Yes, I'd like to say Alan is not only the host of this show, but he's one of my judo students and has been an integral part of the program, especially in the very early sessions at Davis Square Park when we had 20 athletes with visual impairment on the mat at one time. You played a huge role in that, as did the Park District itself, and I really appreciate the time and this platform to promote the program. So thank you so much for having me, Alan.
And I thank you, Brett, for coming out. Again, Brett, you've added a lot of what you've done for Chicago and the Paralympic community has been absolutely outstanding over the last couple of years. And I hear a lot of positive things about your program. So if you're listening, if you really want to think you're out of shape, that's okay. Come on out and at least give it a try. Oops. And you may be surprised at what you could really do. I know I was when I first was able to come out and hang out with Brett. It was been it was great. So come on out, give it a try. So if you want to learn more about this program and other programs, you could call the Chicago Park District's main number at 312-742-PLAY. That is 312-742-7529. Or you could visit them on the web at www.chicagoparkdistrict.com. For the Chicago Park District, this is Alan West on the Chris Radio.
That's our show. Come back tomorrow and hear who's on the air. I'm Brooke Field.